Good morning, Shackley family. How's it going? Joe Carden, Senior Director of Sales here. It's so awesome to be here with you today. We just got back from Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. It was absolutely phenomenal, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that here in a moment. But, you know, for right now, say hello in the chat. Tell us where you're from. You know, tag your team members. If you're watching from Facebook, make sure that you tag them. If they're not, if your team members aren't in the Shackley Share and Grow page, please, please, you know, send that link to them. Make sure that they know where to find it, or give them the Zoom link so they can go ahead and jump on this call today. But we are excited to be here with you. We love being part of this Shackley family and getting together every Monday to share positive, you know, amazing things. And speaking of amazing things, we have some incredible leaders that you're going to be able to hear from today. They all are, by pure coincidence, all senior coordinators here at Shackley. And they were at the Shackley trip in Puerto Vallarta, and they're going to be able to share with you a little bit about how that trip was, you know, and some of the highlights that they had there, some of those aha moments maybe, and some just components of why that trip was important and how it can help you move your business forward. So we are very excited about what we have going on here. So as far as our speakers today, the lineup is absolutely killer. We have Paula Chavez out of Florida. We have Ellen and Clyde Marr out of North Carolina. And then we have as well, Rochelle T. Parks out of Maryland. It's going to be absolutely awesome to hear from them today. But as always, before we jump into the meat of the call, we are going to hear from our manager of recognition, Marcy Johnson. So Marcy, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Joe. Happy Monday, Shackley family. I guess senior coordinator is where it's at today. And I am so excited for this call. I know I'm always excited about every call, but there is a lot of planning that goes into each one of these calls, and I promise you each one intends to be so valuable and helpful for your business. So I am not going to take too much time with my chit chat. I'm going to dive right into your amazing recognition because you guys have been busy, busy, busy. Please help me as always. Of course, we're going to start out with our Wellness Community Impact Tracker. Take a look. The QR code's always up there on the right-hand side. If you haven't gotten a chance to submit your experiences or your feedback yet on the wellness communities, please do so. It really is tremendously helpful. But I wanted to share a few that I thought were really powerful. The first one is Judy Holt, who shared with us, "I find the free groups are adding value to my wellness community. And even though I haven't been getting the interaction I'm looking for, I definitely see others are watching. And later they say they saw my post about and they ask about it. I added three to join my spring cleanse." So that's really powerful, Judy, because you're right. Sometimes, you know, we have more success or more engagement, and sometimes we have less, but it doesn't mean things aren't happening on the back end and people are not watching and following and getting interested. So I know this is a bit of a long one, but it's really fantastic. Thank you, Casey, for sharing with us. Casey Farrell wrote, "This last challenge round, free to customer, we tried some new engagement strategies to mix things up, and we had great responses. One thing we did was we challenged our guests to invite a guest to the wellness group, and they did. Two of my wellness guests who brought in guests this last round joined as members at the end of the challenge, and so did one of their guests. All in all, I had four new members join the end of the week for our challenge." Woo-woo. "Three of them were from the wellness group. So it was my first Star Club bonus since we changed to the new requirements. And now I have my eye on several guests who have been participating so well. And I want to invite them to look at being ambassadors again. Thank you." No, thank you, Casey. That's really exciting to hear what's going on in your group. And I love to hear of these variations and these challenges that you're adding on that are working for you. And last but not least, the amazing Shannon Cormier, who wrote, "Love the wellness communities and the info you give us so we don't have to spend more time making graphics and so we can spend more time helping our customers." And I know we've heard that feedback before, but I think that that is so important and so powerful because we get lost sometimes in the creations of things that we don't get to connect with people as much as we want. These wellness communities are a fantastic way to streamline your business and really focus on those customer relationships and ambassador relationships. Okay, up next we have our ambassador sponsoring recognition. This is for the week of April 4th through 10th. I always need your guys' help. This week is no different. You guys, we have a lot of incredible people up here. We have our 3+ group on the left-hand side, the amazing Senior Master Coordinator and VIP Elite, Christy Lyons. We have Rosangela Cabretta, Tiffany Montgomery, Leah Maxayo, Paula Chavez, there's a name we know, right? And Dan and Karen Bisnick, a big congratulations to all of you guys. And our 2+ group on the right-hand side, meaning they sponsored at least 2 new ambassadors during that 7-day period. We have Nena Gohotu, we have Sarah and Ryan Davis, Katie Ganderton, Jan Hurley and Stan Goldenberg, Fode Karoma, Jessica and Joshua Messinger, Melissa Miranda, Courtney Michelle, or Mitchell, sorry, Courtney, Josina Doe, Lourdes Rongel, Ingrid Sherman, Don Schuler, and Jenny and Chris Weinhold. Way to go to you guys. And of course, we always have our 1+ group. This time it's not a group, it's a page. And I had to make the font very small. Please, please help me give everybody some love, you guys, because it's just fantastic. The people that are coming in and joining all these individual businesses. And again, like I said, not only a big congratulations to everybody who has sponsored all these ambassadors, but a humongous welcome to all these new ambassadors to our Shackley family. I'm going to throw out a few names. I know you guys have got my back. I see it every week. And thank you for helping recognize people. Way to go to Heather Allgood. Congratulations to Quana and Travis Anglin, the amazing Pam and Richard Carey. Way to go to Iana Corcos, Judy and Daniel Henn, Gloria Jimenez, Michelle Lee, Shan Mager. We have Melinda Palmer, Victoria Rodriguez and Jose Chavez, Teresa Sakas, congratulations to Safi Thack, who's always rocking our lists, Maria Volpe and Leslie Woolard. So a big congratulations and also a welcome, as we always say. Up next, we have our Star Club Achievers. And as you guys know, it kind of does go hand in hand with our ambassador sponsoring, right? In order to earn these bonuses, you're sponsoring a number of people. So a big congratulations to our 2+ group that is scrolling on the right-hand side. I know you guys are helping me give them some special love. I'm going to shout out our 3+ group on the left-hand side, the amazing master coordinators, Becky and Chris Cash, Steve and Barb Van Wy, Brooke Van Wy, Jeff and Denise Carahare. We have Gabe Paul and the amazing and second-generation leader, Alina Visnick. So a big congratulations to you. All right. And last but not least, we do have a SAS section. We do have a Shine a Spotlight section. And as you all know, this is a chance for us to shine a spotlight on the recognition that you guys are doing for your team, because there are incredible things that are happening that my data isn't picking up so fast. And because you are so much better at recognizing your people than me. So I want to go ahead and join in with you. I have a couple today. Now, you guys have been shooting me tons of pictures from the trip. I so appreciate it. And I'm hoping to have a much bigger SAS section next week. But I want to congratulate the amazing Carla Reyes. She's a brand new director, business leader. Carla, congratulations. This is a massive step in your business, this first business leader step. And we're so excited that you're here. And we can't wait to continue celebrating you. And then the incredible Evie and Carlos Morales, a truly rock star couple. This was shared by Paula Chavez, who you guys are going to be hearing from. They not only earned the 2 Aura rings, these rings are so amazing, you guys, but they also earned 4-star bonuses and hit executive coordinator. Evie and Carlos, it truly is a pleasure having you here at Shackley and to get to celebrate you guys. So Joe, that is what I have for right now. But I am hoping that you can help us out and give us some amazing content here. I can't wait to hear.
No, absolutely. Marcy, thank you so much for all you do. You know, Shackley family, you're making Marcy do a lot of work here. You're putting Marcy through her paces, all these recognitions and stuff that she's having to do, all the amazing accomplishments that you're bringing to the table. It's so fun and exciting to see. So way to go, everybody. Well, we are doing our darndest here today to help you feel a little bit of Shackley FOMO in a healthy way, right? So you can see, like, you know, what this trip was all about. You're going to be able to hear from these leaders. They're going to share their experience here in just a moment. But before we jump into that, we have a couple of things that we just wanted to remind you guys about. So there are trips that you can still earn and work towards. So let's talk a little bit about those. So first of all, we have our Shackley Cares Elite qualification that you can do. We're going to be going to New Orleans in September, It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's something that you guys can drive towards for these next couple of months. And honestly, it's something that you just definitely don't want to miss the boat on. So make sure that you're working towards that. You can see some pictures. Kathy's showing you kind of some of the stuff that they did last year. It was absolutely incredible. And I've talked to a couple of these leaders who went, and they were like, you know what? That was the coolest trip that I've actually been on. So many of them just really absolutely loved it. It's a chance for you to go and give back to the community, you know, see amazing places and be with amazing people. So the Shackley Cares trip, make sure you're working towards that. You have the next couple of months to work through that. I believe it's through May. So make sure that you're on that. The next one is our trip to Punta Cana next year, our VIP elite trip. That is going to be absolutely incredible. I had the opportunity to live in the Dominican Republic for a couple of years. And I'll tell you, in Mexico, there was actually quite a few people who qualified in our Shackley family that were Dominican, and people who worked at the resort that were Dominican. And they're the most fun, incredible people. You know, when you're around incredible people in incredible places, it just takes the experience to level 10. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal trip. And, you know, the qualifications are here. Kathy's showing you how you can find that information, but just know that you can do it. You know, if you want this trip to the Dominican Republic, you can make it happen. So put it on your list of things to achieve, things to do, and we're going to go ahead and jump into that. So let's get back to kind of the Mexico portion, some of the experiences that we had there. Before we hear from some of our leaders, I just wanted to call out a couple of the highlights that we had during the trip. So number one of the things that I felt like was absolutely phenomenal in Puerto Vallarta was the fact that we were able to just have these really awesome collaboration sessions, right? So food by the pool, you know, there was all sorts of restaurants everywhere, all sorts of different kinds of food, but just collaborations and connections, and the Shackley family just got to be able to come together. You know, you can see, I think, you know, some of these pictures that Kathy is sharing, we had fire dancers and performers and singers. And, you know, you saw the picture of the water volleyball tournament. I don't want to brag, but it was kind of a big deal. You know, I like to call that the Shackley World Championships event. It was pretty amazing. We had a spin class that we did by a couple of different leaders that led a spin class. Amanda Villarreal, she put me through the ringer. You know, her and Art just did a great time or did a great job of that spin class. We also had one done by Kimberly Jensen. Yoga on the beach. There was all sorts of just amazing things that we jumped into there. It was absolutely incredible. We had Roger Barnett speak to us, and that ended up being just an amazing thing as well. And I mean, I want to hand it off. I mean, give a shout out to Roger. Not hand it off, but give a shout out to Roger. Look how fit this guy is, right? Isn't it awesome that we're led by a person who really takes health and wellness seriously? And then ultimately we had the eclipse. That was really cool. We had the eclipse that everybody got to watch. And it felt like, to me, I like to joke about how, you know, the universe was aligning. This is the moon, the sun, the planets, everything were aligning for us to just have an amazing time. You know, and you can see some of the people with their eclipse glasses on just watching that there. So enough from me. Those are some of the highlights that we had at the trip. But I definitely want to hand the time over to Paula Chavez. Paula's, you know, reasonably new here at Shackley, but she's done incredible already. She's moved really fast. She signed up in December and she's already senior coordinator. And, you know, I know that's not going to be the last of her rank advancements this year. She's on her way up. But Paula, I would love to turn the time over to you for you to share your experience.
Hi, everybody. Good morning and good afternoon for those of you on the East Coast like me. I'm in Orlando, Florida. I am super excited to be here. I am super pumped. And I had to rock my hat, which is one of the gifts that we received when we arrived in Puerto Vallarta. It was so exciting. It was so good. So like Joe was saying, and thank you, Joe, for your kind words. That's really exciting. One of the things that I would say I'm still emotional about it because I wasn't expecting it, but I was pleasantly surprised how welcoming everybody was. from the moment I got on the, me and my family, from when the moment we got on that van to, from the airport to the hotel, it was priceless. Just everybody so welcoming. I explained to Roger, I'm like, I feel like the cousin that has lived abroad and nobody knows. And she just arrived and everybody just wants to welcome them and greet them and know more about them. So it was really cool. And everybody just had an amazing willingness to share what they've done. And that was like, okay, I really wanted to go on that trip for that reason, especially being newer. Yes, the experience, spending time away from the craziness of home and then being there. But I really wanted to be there and talk to people and see that what we're doing is real. And I was talking about this with my husband and I said, you know, it's like seeing the future, but here in real time. Like, you know, we talk about vision, we talk about do these products really help? Is it worth it working so hard? And then seeing families there and people that have been around for 30, 40, over 50 years. I met somebody in her 70s and I do not remember her name, but she's been in the company longer than I've lived in planet Earth. So I was like, and her energy and her cheering everybody, just my heart is full. And I'm like, I always say that I'm a person that wears the t-shirt. And when I wear the t-shirt, I wear the t-shirt. And I needed that. Even though I believe in our industry, I believe in all of this, but I will say events and attending, like participating in incentives and earning them, and especially with these trips, like you being there, it really, your belief grows a little bit more each time. It is non-negotiable. Like attending the meeting that we had, I love that we had the opportunity to be there at a meeting where we can be in a smaller space and hear from Kim and Roger and Jeff and everybody. It all those little things. Even though I know the new comp plan, like just being in that space and soaking it all in, it just, your belief just grows a little bit more every time. And you guys, every opportunity you have to participate in an incentive in one of these trips, it's also about the person you become in the process, right? There may be times where you just don't make it, where you just don't earn it, or life happens and you just couldn't make the mark. Right, it's happened to me before, but it's the person that you become in that process. And it's easier to say, I'm not like them. I'll never qualify for that. It's not worth it. It is worth it. It is absolutely worth it. And I could talk all day about this, but I know we have short time, so I will just zip it out. But thank you for this opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paula. It was great to see you there and have fun just like hanging out with you by the pool or at restaurants, things like that. Absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. All right. So that was great. I guess, senior coordinator couple that we have here is Clyde and Ellen Marr. And I had a chance to sit down with them in the morning, Chris Bartholomew and I, and we had an awesome discussion and we enjoyed. Chris and I had some sopes. If you guys haven't had sopes, they're absolutely phenomenal if you have not tried those yet. But Clyde and Ellen, I'd like to turn the time over to you just for you to share a little bit about your experience.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And yes, we had an absolutely fantastic time. However, I just realized something. We're one of the ones that have been around Shackley a long time, decades, actually. But it's just recently that we decided to grow again, to get back going. We've been coasting for a while, enjoying the benefits of the lifestyle and the income that we've earned from hard work from the past. But we got re-inspired again. And this was our first trip that we've earned in quite a while.
too long.
Now we know it's been too long. The trip was a blast. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of great fellowship and fun with other like-minded leaders. We love being pampered. I thought this was kind of funny for Elle and myself. We're About a week before we went on the convention, I actually hurt my knee weightlifting in the gym. So even though we weren't able to be as mobile and go on excursions, we planned on going on an ATV excursion. We weren't able to do that because I wanted to let my knee rest a little bit. But we had a blast the whole time anyways, getting together with old friends, making new friends, learning and growing.
There's so many highlights from this trip, but I just want to take a second and share how this trip is really impacting us in tremendous ways, psychologically, not just financially, but in so many ways, and how we kind of got here in a short period of time once we got focused. So this trip has for sure like skyrocketed our belief that we can do this, that we are on the right track. It has helped us set a trajectory for just really moving into momentum, excited to attract even more ambassadors. Just this morning, a couple of hours ago, I was at our local fresh market and I ran into one of our Wellness Challenge participants who we hardly know. She's someone we attracted in through the Wellness Challenge. And she immediately walked over and said, "Oh, I saw on Facebook about your trip, and oh my goodness, and you earned that." And so that's opened up another door. So I want to say real quick the essence of what we did to earn this trip. And I want to just do a shout out to Wellness Challenges, big time. Since September, Clyde and I, we've run the two wellness and challenges every month, the free one and the customer one. We call it a member challenge. And that hard work with those wellness challenges is really what got us the bulk of our trip points to qualify in about 3 months. So these wellness challenges, they've really given us a voice. We like to call it the loud and proud voice. To be able to invite lots of people to these challenges, people that we barely know, people that we would never have felt the confidence to do that. But these wellness challenges have that attraction power for us. And people are saying yes. So I just wanted to shout out to that because we're so thrilled that Shaklee has really put their heart and soul in implementing that.
Big time. And this has got us dreaming and imagining again and goal setting and planning for the next phase of our life for the future. We envision ourselves and we encourage you. We've talked about it, splashing in the pools of Dominican Republic, eating incredible food, perhaps enjoying a cocktail or two, being around people with the vibe of success going on. That it's just it's next level. It's wonderful to do that. It's fun to make new friends and rekindle old friendships like we did on this last earned trip. You
Absolutely.
know who you are. We made some great memories that we know are going to last a lifetime. And by the way, our daughter is a professional dancer. She spent a week in the Dominican Republic. We've never been there. I don't really know firsthand what it's like. She got to experience the culture and the people, and she loved it. Just learned so
Yeah.
much from that. What I'd like to point out here at the end is that it really pays off. It's really rewarding to earn this from consistent effort, hard work. It's a sense of accomplishment that we've achieved from this. It also has really sharpened our focus on what we talk about, what we do, the activities we do, planning for something, envisioning where we're going to be, putting it together helps sharpen our focus on the day-to-day actions of actually building our business. And building the business means helping people, talking to people. It's not head knowledge or anything like that. It's we learn, yes, and we're learning right now. We're being inspired, but we talk about taking this, turning around, and putting it into action. All right, back to you.
Awesome. Well, Clydell, that was absolutely incredible. I have to say that, it was really such a breath of fresh air to see what you two have been able to do with your business over the last, year, and how you're plugging into these wellness communities is just such a, I could feel the excitement as you were talking and seeing the things that you're doing. And the part that you just mentioned as well is that by truly plugging into those, it just took you guys a couple of months to really knock the trip out. So very, very, very cool. So I look forward to seeing you both in Punta Cana next year. Thank you for sharing. Wonderful. So so we also have our next speaker, Rochelle T. Parks. I got to sit down with her at dinner a couple of different nights with her and her husband Michael, and just have a great conversation with them. But Rochelle, I'll go ahead and turn the time over to you.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Shackley family? Listen, I'm listening to everybody speak, and the thing that stands out to me, and I think I've said this before. Can y'all just type this in the chat for me? I'm gonna get to the Mexico, but this, I just need you all to just know this. Type this in the chat. CPA yields CPR. Everybody, please. CPA yields CPR. That's consistent, predictable actions yield consistent, predictable results. Everybody, please just type that in the chat, because that's where you have to be, right? To be able to earn the Shackley and incentive trip, the dream trip, like, it's an amazing thing, right? And you can do it, but it starts with belief. It starts with belief. And so here's another gem, right? Everything you think you can or cannot do, you are correct. Everything you think you can or cannot do, you are correct. So it starts with belief. And so I'm asking right now, who would like to attend, okay, Punta Cana next year? Who would like to go to the Dominican Republic, okay? If you believe you would like to go, if you believe you can achieve it, then you have to do the work, right? Consistent, predictable actions yield consistent, predictable results. Now let's get to the trip. It was absolutely incredible. Can somebody say incredible? It was amazing. I loved it. And so for my husband and I, it was especially wonderful, because today is our 30th anniversary, our wedding anniversary today. So we actually kind of, celebrated it, with our Shackley family in Mexico. But it was absolutely amazing to earn the trip. I don't know. You have to do the work, guys. You do the work, you get the results. And so it was great to, as someone said, to be around like-minded individuals. And so when I'm in those trips, or when I go to any type of Shackley event, I'm looking at the people who have earned their way there. The only thing I'm thinking about is, man, the number of people they have helped, like the number of people who are better off in the world today, better off in their health, better off could be in their situation because of the individuals who thought enough about this company and these products to share it with the people, right? So listen, earn your way there. Everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. Who believes they can do it? Who believes they can do it? If you believe you can earn your way there to the DR, just type, I can. If you believe you can, I want to know, can somebody just, let me see, who's going to be the first one to type, I can, I can, I can, I can. It starts with belief, everyone, right? And so to see, we actually had an opportunity to sit down with Joe, to see Christine, like these amazing, Kelechi, these individuals who I hear about all the time. And it's great to see them on the trip to, it's one thing to see someone on the Zoom, but to see them in person, to be able to hug their neck, to be able to break bread with them, it's a wonderful thing. To see Roger, to hear about the new comp plan, all these things, it actually builds your belief, right? It makes it real. To see the people in real life, it makes it real. So I can. Guys, do the work, right? Don't make Shackley the best kept secret. And no, let everybody know, right? I tell people, you have to be intentional. Right? These wellness communities, Shackley has given us all the tools we need to be successful. I do believe that everything we need is at our fingertips, whether they have trainings all the time, with the wellness communities, the products are amazing. Like it's a win-win. And so everybody wins. Okay. So earn your way there. Everybody can do it, but it starts with belief, right? So my husband and I absolutely enjoyed ourselves there. Somebody asked me, they said, well, Rochelle, like, what did you all do? And we said, nothing, nothing, because sometimes doing nothing is something. Okay. We did absolutely nothing. We did what we wanted to do. We live these busy lives. So sometimes it's just great just to slow down. And so we enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed, the food was amazing, the different restaurants, the fellowship, You know, the welcome dinner, the farewell dinner, everything. The reception was amazing. The resort was amazing. So I have nothing to complain about and everything to be proud about and to celebrate. So just say, I can. I can. And I, and if you say I can, what I will say is I will see you in the DR next year.
Rochelle, thank you so much. I absolutely love what you had to share. CPA equals CPR. Oh man, that's absolutely perfect. It reminds me of, you know, this concept of Sir Isaac Newton's third law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know, absolutely. The reaction you're looking for is going to Punta Cana next year. Now's the time to decide. Now's the time to say, I can. And make that decision, show up every day, put the work in, and you can achieve it. I mean, we heard it with the people on the call today. You know, many of the people on the call made the decision, and within a matter of months, they had qualified. You know, so a lot can happen. We're now in April, but we're only just a third of the way in to the year. You still got two thirds left. You can do this if you decide I can do this. So make the decision today. Absolutely loved it. Some of the things that I'll follow up on is just, you know, the culture, the community, the environment, everything was absolutely wonderful, you know, but as we heard from Paula, just this is something that you can qualify in. If you're newer at Shackley, if you've been in Shackley under a year, doesn't matter. You can qualify. You know, if you're like Clyde Nellen, you've been in Shackley for multiple decades, but it's been a minute since you've qualified for one of these, you can qualify. Right. And just like Rochelle said, if you put in the constant, you know, consistent actions in, you're going to get constant, consistent results out. So Shackley family, we love you. We're stronger together. We know that you can achieve amazing things as you make the decision to buckle down and to actually go on the next trip. Speaking of events and trips and things like that, there's one that we wanted to talk to you guys about right before we close. And that is our tour for the new compensation plan around the US. It's going to be absolutely amazing. You can see April 15th, you know, Chicago, that's going to be today. We're going to have one in Denver on the 16th, where you're going to be able to hear about the new compensation plan. The 17th in Long Beach, California. Then we're going to move on to White Plains, New York on April 24th. And we're also going to have one, you know, Zoom on April 24th for our friends in the north in Canada. And then we're going to have one as well in Miami, Florida on April 25th. So make sure that you're there. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to help you understand how to completely utilize Shackley's compensation structure to change your own life as well as others. So everyone, we're so thankful that you were able to be on this call with us today. I'm personally grateful to be part of the Shackley family. I love what it does for my life, not only physically through the products, but how it enriches me through the relationships that we have and the community that we get to be a part of, and what this business does as well for people's lives to elevate them to the next level. Thank you for all you do to go out there and help other people in this noble cause as well. We appreciate you jumping on to Mission Possible Monday today, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Shackley makes no promises or guarantees regarding income opportunities, and the success or failure of each Shackley ambassador, like any other business, depends on your own skills and personal effort. The actual financial results of all Shackley ambassadors for the preceding year are contained in the Shackley Average Earnings Chart that can be found at us.shackley.com/earnings, which does not include ambassador costs. Shackley ambassadors do not earn compensation for recruiting or sponsoring other Shackley ambassadors. They only earn compensation when products are sold to customers. For full details about the Shackley compensation plan, speak to your Shackley ambassador or visit shackley.com.